There's not one cell in your body today that was there 7 years ago, yet you can remember being there 7 years ago. How do you account for that? A flabby lifestyle is inexcusable. All of your reasons for being out of shape are nothing but excuses you make to yourself. Looking into the mirror and disliking the self that you take with you everywhere you go is one of the most self-defeating things you can do. No Limit people are so in charge that they can trust their instincts, be childlike, be creative, do anything that makes sense to them, and make their lives into what they really believe they want for themselves. St. Mark said, "To him who believes, all things are possible." Now you tell me what that leaves out. The past is over for all of us. The future is promised to no one. All we get is this one. That's all we get, this moment. Every obstacle that comes along on this planet is either an opportunity to grow and transcend our form and think differently, or to use it as an excuse to believe we are stuck. You are in a partnership with all other human beings, not a contest to be judged better than some and worse than others. Everyone deserves our love, and until we start thinking that way, we're always going to have us versus you thinking. Each problem is an opportunity in disguise. If things are not working out, ask yourself, in what way am I creating this? In what way can I change? What is the lesson? Helping somebody else achieve a sense of purpose is a part of the mission of what it means to be a parent. Everything in life is a paradox. The more you want approval, the more you become a person that other people don't want to approve of. The less you care about whether you get approval, the more you get. Ironic, isn't it? There's a big difference between not liking someone's behavior and not liking someone. Try to learn from the past rather than repeating it and making references to it all the time. You can never please everyone. In fact, if you please 50% of the people, you're really doing very well. Each experience in your life was absolutely necessary in order to have gotten you to the next place and the next, up until this very moment. So you really need to treasure every one of those moments, even the ones that you think shouldn't have happened. When the universe is presented with a problem, does it say, "I don't know how to deal with this"? No. The universe is perfect. It deals with what is. The only boundaries we have are in form. There are no obstacles in thought. Love is forgiving, and love is forgiving. All of the stuff in your life has arrived to serve you rather than to make you a servant of the stuff. Prejudice means to prejudge. When you prejudge, you are making a decision about something before you have enough data on which to base a decision. If you are a person who lives one way but who says you're going to live another way in the future, those proclamations are empty. There is no way to prosperity. Prosperity is the way. If you get pushed around, you've been sending push-me-around signals, as hard as that is to admit to yourself. When you truly know that your life has a grand and heroic mission, you will realign yourself as a spiritual being. A purpose is not something that you're going to find. It's something that will find you. And it will find you only when you're ready and not before. You leave old habits behind by starting out with the thought, "I release the need for this in my life."